Hello, and welcome to Tim and Ted's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted.
I only forgot the intro then.
Nearly. today we're going to be talking about zombies and various questions that come with them. Here we go.
Oh, if you could see the look on his face.
Fucking zombies are the worst.
Okay, so we'll start off with the easiest question possible then, shall we? Go on then. Could a zombie apocalypse actually occur?
No. There's no way it could happen. It's never going to happen. Those of you who have got prep bags, you've wasted your life. Hope you know this. It's not going to happen. Get over it.
Have you got a reason for that? Or are you just... Okay.
All right. Let's go with the biological contagion of some sort that's turned people into zombies. That's the majority, isn't it? All right. So let's go 28 days later. They're experimenting on monkeys with rage.
Yeah, okay.
That's a virus, not an emotion.
Yeah.
So they've liquidized rage and injected it into monkeys.
Yep.
And then they go, oh no, this monkey's got rage. Oh my god, it's bit Brian. Look out, Brian's now a zombie. We all know what to do with zombies, right? You shoot it in the head. Oh, Brian's not a zombie anymore. Solved.
That's a good point, yeah.
No more zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
If anything, it'll be on social media like straight away. People taking selfies with a corpse going hashtag Brian's a fucking zombie. Everybody knows about it instantly. The military's straight there around the lab. Yep, contained. Any other questions? No, fixed it.
Yeah, no, that's because the thing with all zombie movies is it relies on the simple fact that no one has ever seen a zombie movie.
Yep, that's true.
You know, you're working on a zombie contagion, you've got to at least expect zombies.
Yeah.
So there would be proper containment. There'd even be a failsafe. I'm going by anecdotal evidence, but I would imagine that most of the super top secret chemical warfare labs are sitting on top of a rather hefty nuclear device in case of the situation anyway. And if the whole lab was contaminated by a zombie, I would imagine that there would just be like a right, switch to DEFCON 1 or whatever it is. That's the nuclear protocol. And just
everybody knows how to deal with a zombie, right? Just one in the head and grabs a gun.
Yeah.
And that fixes most things, not just zombies. So
I just think that fixes everything.
I think a nuclear reaction to a zombie, I think, is overreacting to it.
It's overreacting, but I'm saying assuming that even to the point where the whole lab was taken, we don't know what to do with zombies. We don't know what to do. We know that shooting them in the head works, but for some reason, none of us have guns. Well, there would be a protocol in place to liquidate the lab. And I would say that in the modern day world, I would say a lot of the higher contagion labs have probably got either napalm somewhere in a building or sat on top of a thermonuclear device ready to blow it up. So,
all right.
I would say it's impossible for it to...
That is possible to happen on a contagion level. I think we can help with that. There was another one. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Hell got full.
Where the fuck's that from?
That's genuinely from Dawn of the Dead series, that kind of film. Hell got full. People just were dying, but they weren't moving on.
And they're just sort of staying in their bodies, but really hungry for food, hungry for other
people.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you go to hell, all you crave is brains.
That's utter nonsense. That I know, right? Probably the worst one I've heard.
Yep.
That is...
So I'm going to go
could,
with...
I could almost get around a blood contagion or something like that, that maybe not reanimates the body, but a blood contagion that turns you into a mindless, you know, rage machine, but hell is full.
Yep. Yeah, no more room. Sorry, we're about to close the gates.
That's just nonsense.
Yep. This is why I hate zombies. They're never going to happen, right? Everybody knows how to deal with them straight off the bat. It's just... there's just no way that it could happen. I don't understand how people think it's still a possibility and how these preppers have their prep bags for a zombie apocalypse. Nuclear war!
Nuclear war would make sense, yeah, because that could happen.
Fair play. Yeah. Asteroid hits the Earth. Yep. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Feasible. Zombie apocalypse? No.
No.
Just cross that out of your survival guidelines. You don't need it.
Out to survive a zombie apocalypse? Don't bother wasting money on this book.
Yeah. That's it. You're done. Yeah. You'll be lucky to know about the zombie apocalypse a couple of days after it's over. It's been on the news. There was a zombie outbreak earlier today in New York. One person was injured.
Another one was shot in the head.
No, that was the same one. Got shot in the head. Got injured, scratched by a zombie monkey. Double tapped in the head because everybody knows how to deal with it.
Yeah, and in America, everyone's carrying a gun, apparently.
Exactly, everyone's got standard equipment, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's walking out with an AR-15. I've lost my AR-15, Daddy. Can I borrow your howitzer?
No, son, you're going to have to use my Luger and only kill 9 zombies at once.
All right, okay. So if we presuppose that zombies could happen, we'll just move on from that, right?
All right, so
okay.
Zombies have happened.
Zombies have happened.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Which zombies are the most dangerous?
28 Days Later zombies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, technically, right, I'm going to go back to the Hell's Full zombies. Because if you shoot them in the brain, right, where do they then go? Exactly. Do they still die?
They don't die, do they?
They just become ghosts at best, don't they?
They just become a zombie with a hole in the head, surely.
Yeah.
If they can't pass on, move on, or die.
They, in the film, they had the same claws, smash them in the brain, they go down because the brains can't function in the body or something like that.
Well, then they nothing to do with hell, then, is it? Surely. If you
that's what I thought. But
absolute nonsense. We'll discount walking, whatever that thing is, Dawn of the Dead,
yep,
and all of that, because that's bollocks.
Okay, so.
Right? I can tell you what the easiest one to deal with was.
The Walking Dead zombies.
Yeah. Or the Staggering Dead, as they should be called. Because they weren't really walking, were they? Most of the time staggering or crawling.
Yeah, most of the time it was the Pottering Living.
Yeah. Most of that film, that TV series.
Yeah, that's where I gave up. When they were just in groups, walking down a road or train tracks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep, all right, okay. Zombies became a minor inconvenience more than an issue in that.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's just become more of a fact that, people are shit. Zombies are a bit of a minor annoyance.
Zombies are a bit like roaming packs of rabid dogs. They're just sort of
yeah,
bit of an inconvenience, but as long as you steer clear, you're all right.
Yeah. Or they become passive, you can take the jaws off.
Yeah, that.
I'm not even.
Yeah, that's. I liked the Z Nation, whatever it's called, zombies, just in that they didn't start off as stumbling dead. When they got, I don't know if you've seen it, when they get turned, if they're a fully functioning everyday human being,
yeah,
when they get turned, they still stay a fully functioning everyday human being, but they turn into a raging, brain eating, murdering, cannibalistic zombie.
Right.
But they don't suddenly go from full and healthy to I've got to walk with a limp and a strain in my leg. They will run at you.
Yeah.
And they will charge, they'll grab you, and they'll fight, and they're as strong as they would be as if they were alive, because they've got no physical defect. Obviously, you cut off a leg, they then have to limp, or hop, or crawl, because they're missing a leg. But if they were a prime physical specimen, they stay that, but with the brain of a zombie.
Makes sense, yeah.
Which I like.
That's fine with that. Yeah.
I like that.
However, still shoot him in the head.
Oh, yeah, no, you can still shoot him in the head.
Zombie apocalypse averted.
Yeah, but I think... It was every time someone died in Z Nation. Every time someone died, someone got shot in the heart, became a zombie.
I think that's the same in The Walking Dead now.
Turn rate was really, really quick as well. It was a case of if you died, it'd be like, you know, a minute later you're up as a zombie. So if you're fighting a guy and he gets bit, next thing you know you're fighting two zombies.
Yeah,
because it's a really quick rate, a really quick turn rate. So there was reason for a fast. Because it was just a simple scratch or a...
Yeah.
What about the eye zombie type of zombie?
They're really sentient zombies, aren't they?
They are. They're basically just people.
The humans just have a brain craven.
Yeah.
Essentially, and they can't die apart from being shot in the head.
Yeah.
See, they, I think, are the most dangerous type of zombie.
They are, yeah.
Because they infiltrated society more than...
Yeah, they took over the whole city, haven't they?
Yeah.
Their most recent point.
So no, spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, it's all right. If they haven't seen it, it's their own fault. We should be watching a thing, listening to a thing about zombies.
Yeah, fair play. But
besides, we ruined Harry Potter and Star Wars at different points throughout our podcast, so we'll keep a trend of spoiling things.
Should we just open up with a spoiler alert? This could contain spoilers. We don't know. We haven't recorded it yet. Just be on the lookout. If you're watching something, you haven't quite finished it, we could ruin it for you any moment.
Yeah. I'll just make it part of the thing, you know, just to... Welcome to Ted and Tim spoiler alert. I mean, praise God. Spoiler alert, we're going to spoil stuff.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. So they're the eye zombies are the most dangerous zombies for the infiltration purposes.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because, and like I say, they were essentially just unkillable fighting machines.
And with that, it was just a scratch. And
that
infection killed you and brought you back
Like,
within minutes as
it
well.
It was quick, wasn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, they're the most dangerous.
They're easily the most dangerous, yeah.
So they're the ones, if any zombie apocalypse could happen, I think it's that one.
Yeah, because it would be insidious, yeah. Wouldn't it? It would be yeah. One person accident.
They go ragey when they don't have enough brains or something.
Yeah,
they?
Or if they get over-emotional, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, if they actually genuinely get really angry and rage, they full-on zombie rage.
Yeah, yeah, like a proper crazy red eye.
Yeah.
And if they don't eat brains, they become a full-on, like, mindless zombie, don't they?
Yeah. The brains keep them smart. That's yeah. Why they want it.
And they have some sort of weird flashes into the psyche of the person whose brains they're eating as well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They take on their personality traits and have yeah. Visions of their memories now and again.
I saw one episode where they were selling like a souped-up version of the brain in some sort of blue goo.
Yeah.
But they were doing it in a bar, and they kept giving everyone, like, 50s choreographer brain, and everybody was in, like, a dance number in the middle of the dance floor. And that just tickled me.
Yeah, fair play.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but again, you know, still the best way to deal with them, double-tap them.
Yeah, it's just to shoot them in the head. The
like I said, that fixes pretty much any other kind of.
Yeah, most bad guys are dealt with.
Yeah, it's a good way to deal with pretty much anyone.
There's the what was the film called? Zombieland. The Zombieland zombies. They're
basically Walking Dead zombies, yeah, aren't they?
Yeah, but not like there was like a minor inconvenience, but in a because it was a comedy, wasn't it? So yeah. It was just them like finding funny ways to execute them, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kill of the Week, wasn't it? Yeah. Something like that.
I enjoyed that. I thought it was a good film.
But same with Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead as well. Yeah, that was Shaun of the Dead. Though he learned how to play on the games console, PlayStation, whatever it was he was playing on.
Yeah, some kind of games console.
At the end, he was chained up, kept trying to bite him, but he was still playing on the games console.
No.
So, I think he had a moment of, sort of a little bit of sentience to him. Maybe not eye zombie level, but...
Still.
But still, in most of the examples, the most dangerous part of a zombie apocalypse is the other people you meet after the apocalypse has happened.
People are the worst.
Yeah.
That's why I've got no problem with a zombie apocalypse happening. Because it wouldn't be a shit time because of the zombies.
Yeah. I mean, zombies always just seem just to be a minor inconvenience. That's what I liked about the... again, going back to the Zed Nation zombies. People, industries had sprung up. People going around with, trucks full of guns. And they were giving competitions where they strung zombies together on an golf cart. And they were, sort of making them walk along. And then they were just shooting them. It was, moving targets and stuff like that. They basically just turned the zombies into, like, a... You know, like a thing, and everyone just got on with their lives. They weren't really too overly bothered. The world had gone to shit, but everyone just sort of cracked on with it.
See, that's what I mean. If you get to a point where the zombies are so shit that you can do that to them, how did they take over the world?
Yeah.
How did they destroy the world's infrastructure and stuff like this?
Well, this one was, in this case, it was supposedly a very quick, the outbreak happened, but because the transmission was so quick that there was no... there was no way you could fight it. It immediately went airborne, or I'm assuming it was airborne because everybody was infected. Every single person that died, no matter how they died, became a zombie. So I'm assuming it was a really big poof, airborne. The transmission was gone. That was it. Everyone's infected. So if everyone's infected, you know, I don't know how many people die every minute in the world, but I imagine the number of deaths in the world is high enough that a zombie apocalypse could happen if everybody's already infected.
Do you know what really bugs me about zombies?
What's
in general?
That?
Is that nearly every country has a outbreak protocol.
Do they?
Yeah, where they shut down all incoming and outgoing, quarantine the entire country, as it were.
Yeah.
Just to reduce the risk.
That'd be fairly easy for us, wouldn't it?
For us as an island nation, it's fairly...
I say, we've just got boats, no planes.
Yeah, and that's actually... we have to quarantine any planes that have left us within the last 24 hours have to be returned, all passengers. No one's allowed to get off.
Right.
And any coming in have to stay in. They're not allowed to leave.
Right.
Even if they haven't landed when the outbreak comes out, they're now bound to the country.
Ah.
So basically, things can come back in. Nothing can get out. That's that rule.
Is it if we're infected?
Yeah.
What if we're not the one that's infected?
We don't take anything from
anywhere.
The infected country.
Some
countries do genuinely have. If there's a massive outbreak reported in a neighbouring country, they shut down as well.
Yeah.
To stop it coming in from anywhere.
See, if it were me, I'd be worried of places like Switzerland that's entirely land bound. They've got countries on all sides, haven't they?
Yeah.
They'd really struggle in a situation like that because you can just walk across the border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All we got to do is nuke the, well, not nuke, but just block off the tunnel, and there's no physical land access to England. So.
Yeah. Well, apparently, people could swim the channel. So who knows?
You could swim it, but I think you'd notice them, wouldn't you? I think if you just got, you got a station with one guy with a you know, semi-automatic with a high-powered scope, and just
back
just
in
like
the sea, Frenchie.
Hey, that guy's trying to swim across. Yeah, he's in range. He's not swimming anymore, is he?
Well, we've got a drifter.
Send out the tug net. Just two tugs with a net in the middle. Just push it back to France. That's how I imagine that works.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Like a fishing trawler.
Another thing.
Yeah.
About zombie viruses.
Yep.
So in most zombie stories, they are not cross species.
Yeah, it always seems to be just the people that have...
Just humans. However, we get it from monkeys.
Yeah.
And in some of them, dogs get turned as well.
Yeah, Resident Evil.
Yep. Well, Resident Evil, everything gets mutated.
Did it?
Yes. It took T-Virus took his own. It's messed up for life. Right. But yeah, so I'm going to go with the I Am Legend zombies.
Okay.
So these ones, they infected animals as well.
Yeah.
If they could catch the animal.
Yep.
Makes sense.
That's the one with Sam the dog, isn't it? Where he gets caught. That was the worst part.
That's yeah. It's a guttering film, but hey. The zombies in that, they mutated in such a way that they lost their sentience, they became super sensitive to sunlight, and just became animals, essentially. Yeah, yeah. And they passed on their virus when attacking other humans.
Yeah.
Now, I've got flaws with this in particular. With the exception of the zombies, these appear to be the most sentient zombies I've ever seen in a zombie film.
Right, it was because they're sort of like a pack mentality, kept out of the sun, that kind of thing.
Yep, that sort of stuff. And what bothers me about it, why did they attack humans and not the other zombies? Same across all of the zombie boards, why does that happen?
Yeah. So if they're that craving for just any form of flesh, surely they would hunt down any form of flesh.
If it's all like, oh, but they don't eat infected flesh, how do they know?
In Zed Nation, it's something to do with the smell, I think, is what they said.
See, I've heard the same argument in regards to malaria and mosquitoes and sickle cell anemia. This is going to get very biological. All right,
I'll brace myself.
So,
I'm braced.
In Africa, a lot of the population...
Africa, you're making this up.
It's a real place, it's not made up, promise.
Okay.
Absolute racist.
That's not racism. Anyway, go on.
A large percent of the population suffer from sickle cell anemia.
Yeah.
And this has been related to the fact that they tend not to suffer from malaria passed on by mosquitoes.
Okay.
And it was believed for a shocking amount of time that the reason they weren't getting malaria from these mosquitoes is because mosquitoes could smell that they had sickle cell anemia and didn't want to eat their blood.
Right.
This is not the case.
Okay.
You cannot tell if a person is infected with a virus from any kind of pheromone that they give off. Pheromones are way too small to transmit evidence of a virus.
Okay. But...
the sickle cell...
You can smell rot.
You can smell rot.
I wouldn't eat rotten meat.
How quick did they give up on eating a person?
Like 3 or 4 mouthfuls in, I think.
So that person rotted, like, rapidly.
Yeah. It's a zombie virus.
And like I say, the ones in Legend... Yeah. Didn't attack any of the ones that were infected.
Yeah, it only attacked
them. And this brings me to World War Z.
Okay, now I haven't seen this film. That's the Brad Pitt one, isn't
it? That's the one.
Apparently there's a sequel
coming out.
I assume that they might be in some way related to the TV show because they have the same sort of... But I apparently they're not.
No, because the zombies you've described are very different. It's like 28 Day Later zombies crossed with ants.
Okay.
They don't attack anybody who's got an illness.
Oh.
Anyone who's infected with anything, they just rapidly know to avoid them.
There's
a point where they're swarming. These zombies are going at full tilt towards this crowd of people.
Yeah.
And they ignore this one kid.
Okay.
So they smelt this one kid out from a distance at a rampage.
That would be really useful.
Bearing
in mind your theory that zombie apocalypses can't happen because everyone knows what to do. Imagine how useful it would be if we get one of those World War Z zombies. I said Z. It's not a fucking Z. It's not a Z. I hate that mispronunciation. Anyway, get one of those, chain it to a wall in the MRI room, take the MRI machine out, you don't need it anymore, right?
Use it as a diagnostic tool. I like it.
And use it as a diagnostic tool. Has this man got HIV? No. Has this kid got sickle cell anemia?
No, he's not a zombie, though.
No, no. You just got to take it in there. If the zombie goes... He's ill. He's ill. The zombie goes, bah. He's clearly not ill.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You won't know what he's got, but you know he's got something.
Yeah. You narrow it down a little bit.
You know, it helps.
Just stand him at the door of A&E, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, he's out. Show him up the list.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Oh, wait. He's not a...
Yeah, he's not.
He's faking it.
He's faking it for drugs. It'd be great for like to get rid of the people scamming for free drugs, wouldn't it? Yeah. Free pain meds. Oh, I'm in so much pain. Zombie says you're not. Come on, Dr. Zombie, let's go to the next patient. Got a Hannibal Lecter to cart. Just a little mask.
Yeah. So yeah, this is, I hate zombies. That's to summarise. In case you didn't get that.
I don't understand why they don't attack each other. They didn't attack the infected guy on World War. I don't know if you've seen World War Z. Not World War Z. Z Nation. But in that one, the story behind it is there's a guy who's been infected with a possible antivirus, and he stops getting attacked by zombies to start with. That's the first thing you notice. The first like side effect of the treatment is that he stops being attacked by zombies. Zombies just ignore him. He's still got all like the wounds where he was attacked and bitten by zombies initially, but then he just survived the bites and didn't turn into a zombie. And then slowly over the time, he gains all kinds of weird zombie affiliation things. And then at one point, he's sort of almost Crocodile Dundee's a zombie, where he's just sort of looking at him, sort of doing like a and the zombie's like and looking at him, and he's just looking at him and just moving from side to side. And then the zombie's like, "I'm gonna walk off over here." And then he just sort of, the zombie just wanders off.
Stares at a zombie.
Yeah, he just stares at a zombie, and then he realizes that and at one point he's in a cage full of zombies, and the zombies aren't attacking him at all. He puts his finger in the zombie's mouth, zombie doesn't bite or anything like that. You know, zombies literally leave him alone. And I don't know much after that because I only got as far as the sort of half of the second series where it became very much like a Mad Max film, and it was a little bit too cheesy. But I know from reading things that further on he gets sort of the ability to almost control zombies using his mind and things like that as well, and communicate with people he's bitten and things telepathically and stuff. So right. I'm not quite sure where they were going with the story. I think they were just sort of like going, we've got a zombie program that started out pretty good, but we've run out of ideas, so let's throw in magic and wizards as well.
It's like a hybrid zombie, a half dead boy.
Yeah, but he did look. He got kind of like very pasty
expressions.
Very pale, and he got sort of slightly grey and rotted looking, and his eye colour changed and things like that. So. He sort of became like a hybrid of zombie human. But he wasn't attacked, and there was no reason for it up until they started saying he had some sort of mind control powers over the zombies.
All right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The zombies are just... there's no reason why they should be able to differentiate between humans and infected pre-bite. Yeah. They bite someone and go, I can taste the virus in that. It's a bit tinny.
Yeah.
And then fair play. But then they've already... bit anyway, so you know, but this should be all been carrying in.
Yeah, they should be.
And is another thing, right? How do zombies make more zombies?
What do you mean?
In any zombie film, how does a zombie get made?
You're looking at depending on the zombie film, but generally it's through bites or scratches.
Yep. Or what are the zombies always trying to do?
Bite or scratch.
And eat brain.
Are they always trying to eat brain?
That's a very comical brain.
Yeah, are they always trying to eat brain, or is that a stereotype?
No, that's typically what they go for, isn't it, right? And they usually destroy the corpse when they mull into it. For example, The Walking Dead. When they rip into
a corpse, they destroy it, but they're not going for brains, they're just going for food. And in Resident Evil, it's just about the food instinct to eat flesh. And in Zed Nation and in pretty much most of them, I think the going for brains thing is just...
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen a zombie thing where they go for brains apart from iZombie.
I think it was the Dawn of the Dead series and stuff like that, and Day of the Dead. I think I can remember it in there. But anyway,
yeah,
when they munch in a corpse,
yep,
they eat it to death. I mean, literally, it was an episode of Walking Dead where they ate a woman whole. One zombie ate Laurie whole, essentially ate all of her.
I thought Laurie became a zombie and got shot by her son. Because she had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a baby.
Son put her down.
And then they came back to get the body, and there was just a fat zombie there.
Oh, right, yeah. But that's a good point. And I thought they... Yeah. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so so at what point do they stop eating the human when it's been turned into a zombie?
But would they carry on eating because she didn't turn? Is that what it was? Because he put her down before she had chance to turn? Or she turned? Or yeah. I don't remember how she...
I think he started to turn and he had to put her down.
And he put her down, right. So, but it's dead now. It's just meat.
Yeah.
The zombie would then just continue on. But if you were eating your food and then your food got up and started fighting you and then walked off,
yeah, but
you'd give up, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
If I was halfway through a chicken dinner and my chicken just bit me on the finger and fucked off, I think, you know what, fair play, chicken.
I wouldn't. I'd be ahead of the fucking thing you're going.
No, I'd be all right with it because I think, fucking hell, you survived in the oven, 200 degrees, 3 hours.
No, that's a hard chicken. I want to eat that and absorb its power.
You've got to stop absorbing powers. It doesn't work.
I think you'll find I possess the power of many chickens.
Yeah, you're just very good at running away from danger.
Exactly.
And really good at picking up
corn. Tell
people
my running away noise.
So
I don't understand how a zombie can... Like, when a person gets thrown into a pack of zombies, as happens in The Walking Dead, like every other week.
Yeah.
And then how do they come back as a zombie? How do the zombies not just rip them apart? Because you see them ripping them apart.
Yeah.
They've got to turn really quick and the zombies just go, oh shit, sorry mate, put it back together a bit.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
I hate zombies. They don't make sense. There's nothing about them that makes sense, and we all know how to deal with them. It would never happen. It can't happen unless hell's full.
No,
because
that's rubbish. Because if hell's full, right, then there'd be an overflow, wouldn't there?
What annoys me about
hell can't be full. It's an entire dimension.
What annoys me about that entire concept, right? Is it right at the beginning? According to this, because obviously it must be a very religious story, because obviously hell's full, but we're all still sinners, right?
Right.
That means that there's an allotted space for both heaven and hell, and that at some point at this junction, one of them was going to end up being full. So God planned for a zombie apocalypse in that situation.
Yeah, he must have done. Yeah, either that, or he assumed heaven was going to be full, and it's going to be filled with just like, I don't know, what would come out of the heaven?
Cherubs. It wasn't the case that they were going to hell and coming back. They weren't leaving their body. Essentially, they weren't able to move on. They were getting up as zombies for some reason.
The bad ones would have been getting up, but the good ones would have been going over, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the good ones got up, would it be a different scenario? If the good ones got up, would you have like sort of harp playing zombies that don't want to bite anybody?
Vegan zombies.
Vegan zombies. Yeah. Just going around just eating foliage.
Oh, yeah, Derek died last week. Oh yeah, but he got over it. He's a vegan now.
I don't like him now. He's a vegan.
Doesn't say much, plays the harp a lot.
He's very up himself, I don't like him. Yeah, so...
It's all only at that now.
Yeah, would it be a different scenario?
No, I don't think it would. I think it didn't explain why they came back wanting human flesh. Because they felt the need to consume it, I guess. But
just maybe they were hungry.
Yeah, but how evil do you have to be to have gone, I once committed a crime and I didn't admit it. All of a sudden, I have the hunger of flesh, just like this serial killer here.
Yeah, it does seem a very one punishment fits all crimes scenario.
Yeah,
but then
how is it a punishment? Like, it's the brainless, so they're not aware.
Maybe they are brainless, but there's a bit of sentience that has no control that is observing, and you're watching your body consume your family. That'd be a good punishment.
That could be a weird punishment, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it could have been a well thought out punishment. It could have been the hell wasn't full. The devil just had, I've got a really fucking funny plan. This will mess with
the doors for a bit.
This will mess with God. I keep losing this angel war. I'm gonna take Earth the comedy way.
I'm not gonna send my armies up there. I'm just not gonna let my armies down.
Yeah, so maybe that was a situation.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Who knows? I don't. All I know with any certainty is that zombies are shit.
Yeah, they're not. It's not a well thought out
genre.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there are any good zombies, and the only one I can think of is Reg from the Terry Pratchett books. I think it was Reg. He was in the Night Watch. He was on the barriers, and he was fighting for people's rights, and he was helping the Watch.
Yeah,
and then he got shot, and he sat down. And then he got up.
Yeah.
Because he just was too busy to move on.
Yeah, it was the, what was it, Otherwise Living or something.
Yeah, the
like
Otherwise,
that.
And he set up a movement, didn't he?
Yeah.
So I think he's probably the best zombie because there was no passing on. He became a zombie because he had too many things to do.
Yeah, he was too busy to
too
die.
Busy to die. So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
it's right. A good zombie for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Terry Pratchett for the win.
But he's not trying to make a zombie apocalypse, is he?
No, he's not. The thing is, he couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a zombie out of choice, not out of a virus.
Just more out of stubborn refusal to die, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah, there are no good zombies. There are no
good zombie films.
No, I don't. I mean, there aren't any good zombie films or TV series, really.
No, not really. Not when you really go into minutia of zombies,
or even when you're just watching them. It's just after the first sort of two episodes, you think, okay, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you're going to be walking down the woods, and then a zombie's going to go. And you go, oh, zombie. And then you're going to run from it a little bit and shoot it in the head.
Yep.
And then you'll be walking through a shopping centre and you're going around a corner and a zombie and you're going to get shot in the head.
Yeah.
You know, every episode of those things is the same. You're walking along, you go into a place where you think it's safe, and then all of a sudden, a zombie.
Yep. And then they take it out easily because, you know, everybody knows how to deal with a zombie.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Zombies are bad, guys, and I hope you all agree with me. Don't do anything with zombies anymore. Leave them alone. Okay.
Yeah, just stop making zombie films. Find a different bad guy.
Yeah, you know,
there are so many cool bad guys you could use.
Yeah, vampires. I can almost get behind vampires. Almost. That can't happen either. But we'll do that as a different episode.
Oh no! Coming soon.
A fun vampire episode. But yeah.
They're more likely than it, more like in a zombie, though, to be honest with you, because there was a cultural vampire drinks blood in modern day world now, and
yeah.
There are
yeah.
Photosensitive something
yeah.
or
yes.
photo
people
something
are hyper people photosensitive
who can't go out in even like bright spotlights because it causes their skin to pickle. Mm. Well, you know that, so there is.
Yeah, so there's almost precedent for that.
You
almost,
could
almost,
you could almost get behind it.
Yeah,
but there is nothing that I've never seen or heard of, or even come across a virus that could affect someone like
a zombie virus.
A zombie
no.
virus. I mean, the closest you've got is that. I don't know if you've seen it. I was watching a documentary in I'm not sure who it was, but it's like an Attenborough-style nature documentary, and there is a parasite gets into the minds of ants. Takes
yes.
over the mind of an ant,
yeah,
causes,
zombie
it,
ants,
causes
yeah.
it to crawl up the tree and then do something and then drop off and then cause something else to happen. And that's, I think it's
yeah.
like a fungus that does it or something.
Yeah.
It's some sort of parasite that does it. That is the closest we've got I've ever seen in any form of anything.
Yeah, it goes back into the hive where it then eats the ant's corpse from the inside out to reproduce
and then
spreads onto the other ants.
Onto the other ants and does it again, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, that's...
That's the nearest...
The nearest you get in nature. And even then, that's not... a mindless creature that is another creature
yeah
using someone else something
yeah, it
else
compels
with.
The ant to go home
yeah.
so it's not like the ant just lost its mind, it's going, oh no, I need to get home, I don't feel well.
Yeah, yeah. It's but it's sort of, it's not a mindless zombie, it's
yeah
it's another creature taking control, it's a, like a parasite, like a gold.
Yeah. yeah so yeah so what we learned today then,
we've learned that zombies are ludicrous,
that they are absolutely
particularly
a waste of
if
time.
They're because hell is blocked.
Yes, that is an absolutely ridiculous story. If I've got that, I'm pretty sure I've got that right. But if I've got that wrong, tweet us at Triadent.
Yeah, tweet us and let us know. Because if it's not right, then I'll sleep easier at night, I think.
I'll offer a redaction. But I'm pretty sure I remember hearing that in one of them, and I think I turned it off at that point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, the zombies have happened. I've seen one. I've seen them all now. Oh, hell's full. That's the reason. I'm out.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was from the 80s. I can't remember what it was. I think it was Dawn of the Dead or Day of the Dead. Or
they're all part of the same franchise,
yeah.
aren't they? So,
but
Dawn,
yeah.
Day and Night, isn't it? Dawn,
yeah.
Day, Night of the Living Dead or something.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so we've learned zombies are shit.
Zombies are shit.
Everybody knows how to deal with them.
The only ones that would ever take over in an apocalypse sense would be the zombies.
Yeah, possibly.
And they were possibly the most cordial and
yeah.
the nicest.
Yeah. Well, they're not really much of an apocalypse, more of just like
just a
yeah, another species.
Yeah, it's just a next stage of next stage of the human race, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
That's one thing I've never seen them try in iZombie, actually.
Never tried eating a zombie brain?
No, breeding zombies.
Ah. If they haven't tried eating zombie brain either, so they have to keep humans around. Hmm. We'd soon become cattle in that situation, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even more concerning.
Oh, well.
Eye zombie, terrifying.
I'd say they're the most successful zombies. We've established this, but... Oh, well.
Oh, well. All right. Well, on that note, we'll sign off.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.